This year is really based on foundations of the previous year when we did over Yontif. We'll try to just give a very, very basic background. And the question, we're going to start off with the question. And the question is, if you have a rabbi or a shliach tzibur that forgot to count one night, is he allowed to count? That's the question. Is he allowed to count? He missed a night, a full night.
With the brachos.
Is he allowed to count with the bracha? You might see everybody. That is the question that we posed during one of the shiurim. We brought that some said he could, and we have to know a little bit of the background. Why yes, why not? The shiur is sponsored by the Wyman family in memory of Etel Riva Bar Shmuel ben Shamsham. So let's get back to the famous question. We said it many times. And the Gemara on Daf Samach Vav and Menachos brings down that years the pasuk says sheva sheva pasuk tamimas tiyena, and the Gemara says very clearly over there when do you have when it comes to the Omer seven tamimais full weeks. The Gemara says ba'a bezman she'ata maschil limnois mi be'erev, when you start counting from the evening. Okay, when you start counting from the evening, that's when you have tamimais. Now Tisus over there brought the Bahag, which we also spoke about many times, which says the following. If you take a look at Tisus, which is on the left, right on the first page, we learn from the bottom. Oid pasuk ba'alach is gedolus she'im hifzik yem echad v'lay sefer shuv in his sefer. If you've missed one day and you didn't count, you cannot count anymore. Mishum d'bayi t'mimus. Because you need t'mimus, you need it to be complete. The tema gedolahu, it is a big wonder, and it's impossible. This was the famous Bahag. And the Rosh brings down the Bahag, the Rosh right underneath over here, Rav Asher bar Yechiel, Masechta Pesach and Perak Yud Halachos, Simen Mem Aleph, he says, Void Kasa Bahag, Shem Hifzik Yem Echad, if you made a mistake one day, so I see for sure it's safe for the being and tmimus. You need tmimus. And on that, the Re argues. He says, what are you talking about? Every night is one mitzvah. Beautiful. And if you take a look at the Bahag himself in the Halachas, that's on the right on the page, he says, he brings down Marbar Yehuda Goyin Amar. If you didn't count the first night, my time of the if you forget the first night, you can't count any nights. This is what the Bahag brings from Rabbi Yehuda Goyin. Rabbi Yehuda Goyin, he himself argues with that this, that if you forget to count, is the first night. The first night you forget to count, you can't count any other nights. We brought down the Shita as well. That means the first night, the Bahag himself argues, he holds there's no difference between the first night or any other night. Rabbi Yehuda Goyin, he holds that the first night, that's where the main tmimus is. The chinuch is in the second column, which is the next paragraph, the last word on the first column. The yeshamru, some people say that somebody forgot and didn't count one day, you can't count any other day. Lefisha kula mitzvah achasi, it's all one mitzvah. And the chinuch ends off that our Moreinu didn't agree with that. Skip a line. No, they didn't agree with that. Rather, somebody forgot one day. You should say, yesterday was this, and then he counts. Very interesting lashon of the Chinuch. Okay, beautiful. Now, big machlaikas. Yeah, beautiful machlaikas. Beis Yosef bring down the machlaikas. And what does it have to do with the Shiloh we have? Let's go back to the Shiloh. The Shiloh was, if a rabbi forgets, can he or can he not make the bracha or not? Turn the page. We went to Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Pei Tes, Shachnar bring down. Em Shachach Levarach Bechon Me'ayamim. I know I'm going a little quick because we know this. We've heard this so many times. If somebody forgot to count one of the days, Bein Yom Rishon, Bein Shar Yamim, what doesn't make a difference, the first days, the rest of the days, the halacha is going to be sefer b'shar yamim b'lo bracha. First day, rest of the day. The first day is not different. Like the Bahag doesn't hold the first day is different. He holds all the days are the same. You forget one day, you're done. Then we brought down if he's Mesupot, if he has a Suffolk, if he counted, then it's going to be permitted because we said the Sveik Sveik. Okay, beautiful. Now, the Spinker Rebbe, Rav Nachman Kana. Now, Rav Nachman Kahana is, he's a different Rav Nachman Kana, Rav Meir Kahana's brother. He's a rabbi in the old city. He's a, like close to 90 in the Muslim quarter. Yeah. He's live and he's a sharp guy. He's a sharp guy, very bright guy. This is not the one we're talking about. And Aruch Chaim, he brings down that, again, Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Bahag. If you forget, you're done. Comes along this Aruch Chaim and brings down that if you forget, you could count with a bracha. You could. You hear this? Mm-hmm. Against the Shulchan Aruch. Against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you have to go like the Bahag. We have the Re, Rabbeinu Tam, who says every night is its own mitzvah. Come along, listen to what he says. Take a look by the hand. He says on the top of the line over there, if you forgot, Vim Shach of Leimana Belelis, Moida B'yayim B'bracha, Vim Gam B'yayim Shachach, Moida B'shah Leimis B'bracha, Kachudas Kol Harishonim. Wow. Baby, Yad Poitzik Echel Achri Yeneg Roi Binyam Roi Minyam. You can't pass them against Roi the Rishonim. V'kach Hinnik Adoni Avi Meiri Zatzal V'chol HaTzadikim. Unbelievable. Kach Halacha Psuka B'li Gimgum. Wow. Is that normal? Now he adds it off. He says, wow. But at the end of the day, how can you go against the Shulchan Aruch? Rav Asher Weiss, which we have on the left, he brings down from Rav Moshe Halberstam, which Rav Moshe Arya Freind, Zatzal. Rav Moshe Arya Freind was one of the Gedolim in Yerushalayim, brings down that he said over from the Divrei Chaim, who are the Divrei Chaim? The sons of Rebbe? That said, that if you forget, you can count with the bracha, even if you forget, against the Shulchan Aruch. This is what Rav Asher Weiss brings down. And if you take a look over there on the left, this is on the second page, by like four lines on top of the hand, it says, L'chayra t'mu'im ma'advarim, it's a wonder. U'mi yohin lach, like, yohin, or yohin, ala Shulchan Aruch yashar ramal le'chalik lach. How in the world could you argue on Shulchan Aruch? The Gamigini Aruch, Magen Avram, Magen David, Eskimu Dvarav, Kvar Kotzu Achrayim, V'chol HaPerishim Na Shulchan Aruch, K'Perish Men HaChayim. The Tzemach Tzedek says, you separate from the Shulchan Aruch, you're separating from life. Wow. Udvarav Ketaris Moshe Rabbeinu. Pnei Yeshua brings down, the words of the Mechaber are like Moshe Rabbeinu. Because basically, you could have a maskil that says, I don't have to listen to Shulchan Aruch. Why is Shulchan Aruch the last guy who decides? Like, who is he? Now, that's a very scary thing for me even to go ahead and articulate out loud. But many of you could have thought, wait, Shulchan Aruch, why does he get to decide? Why?
Pnei Yeshua agreed with Shulchan Aruch.
No. Pnei Yeshua is saying his words are Ketoris by Sherabenu.
Then he would agree with
him. Yeah, it's absolutely forbidden. Now, we know the girl argued with the Shulchan Aruch. Many times, the Gra argues. Now, the Gra was the Gra. But the Gra came after the Shulchan Aruch. He came afterwards. But the Gra, we understand that the Gra was so big that he could. But we understand we are a person who has issues with his Amunas Chachamim because saying, well, the Gra could, I could. Now, you're a numbskull. What? The Ramah also? Yeah, but those were the Ramah Shulchan Aruch. But in the Shulchan Aruch, like, you can't decide, well, I'm going to pass him like a different Shita, like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch doesn't go like the Rambam. Usually, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rambam. Many times, the Machabers are literally word for word the Rambam. However, like the Shita of the Rambam, I'm going to go like Rabbeinu Hananel's Shita in the Sugya. Can't do that. So he's saying, how in the world could you decide Divrei Chaim from Sand? You may be a great, 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 great person, which he was. How can you go against the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch when the Ramah doesn't even argue on it? But we have over here Rav Moshe Arya Freind.
This Chassidish Halacha book. It's different than Litvish.
This can't be. That's what he's bringing down. Rav Asher Weiss is saying.
Mechaber and Rava, both Mechaber and the Ramah, Both agree.
The Ramah doesn't say anything against the Mechaber when it comes to passing like the Bahag, that you have to be Machmer like the Bahag. In a situation of a Suffolk, remember, the Shumah Sadeshin says, why in a situation when you're a Suffolk? In the situation of a Suffolk, said the Shumah Sadeshin, you could go ahead and go like the Shumah Sadeshin. In a situation of a like the Re, like the other Shitas, that's what the Shumah Sadeshin breaks down. We're talking about a Suffolk Daraisa, according to some Rishinim. The worst case scenario is that you're doing a Bracha Levatala, and a Bracha Levatala is only a Isser Darabanon. This is what Shumah Sadeshin writes, which the Beis Yosef brings down the Shumah Sadeshin all the time. The Shumah Sadeshin himself brings down why you could be lenient in a case of a Suffolk, but only in a Suffolk. The Shumah Sadeshin will never lenient in the case, I for sure forgot. So we now have great perspective over here. Great perspective that we have to understand. We have to understand how in the world could Divrei Chaim bring down, Archos Chaim could bring down from his father, that all the tzaddikim, they didn't go like the Shulchan Aruch, and they actually paskined like the Re. By the way, in the wording of the Gemara, and by the way, in the words of Tosfos himself, Tosfos says it's a Tema Gedola, I could understand very well. It's a big wonder. It's not possible. In the words of the Gemara, it doesn't really mention this idea that Tamimites are going on the whole 49 days. Tamimites, the Gemara only mentions when it comes to counting at night. That's where Tamimites come from. But the Bahag is finding this Tamimites and he's translating it. I can hear how, although the Shulchan Aruch is Machmer, we are there would be ones who would want to argue. Okay. Now, okay. So we have a shaila. Now, this is speaking about stamazaya person. Now let's turn the shaila to Rabban. So now, very famous. We spoke about this in the first year of me being here. We spoke about this many times. The idea of arvus was one of the first shiurim. Concept of arvus. What does arvus mean? That if I'm yotze mitzvah already, I could still be mitzi you. So let's say I heard Havdalah and Shul. Although I was already yotze Havdalah, I could make Havdalah. I could make Havdalah for you. This is a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Now, this is only when it comes to a birchas hamitzvahs, a bracha for a mitzvah, not a birchas hanen. Now, take a look at the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, second page. Right, yeah, this is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Take a look at the first part. Tani Ahava Breder of Zera, two lines from the bottom. Kol HaBracha is Kulon, Avu Pisha Yotze Maitzi. All of the brachas, even though you were Yotze, you could be Maitzi. All of the brachas, even though you were Yotze, you could be Maitzi. Chutz Mebrichas HaLechem Brichas HaYayin. Bread and wine, which means any type of Brichas HaNenin. That's what Rashi literally says. Shem Lo Yotze Maitzi. That means if I was Yaita, if I wasn't Yaita, so I want to go ahead and make Hamaitzi, I could be Maitzi with Hamaitzi. But if I don't need to make Hamaitzi, I cannot be Maitzi you with Hamaitzi. But let's say Kiddush, I could be Maitzi somebody even though I was already Yaita. Women is a big shiloh when it comes to Arvis with the women. We're not going to get into that. But Pasha Taich. Okay, now take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Afupisha Yotza Maitzi, Zakt Rashi. Take a look over there. Shari Kol Yisrael Raven Zelazah. All Yisrael are, we're all responsible for each other's mitzvahs. That means, although I was already Yotza the mitzvah, I still have the ability to be Maitzi. I was already Yotza the mitzvah, I could still be Maitzi you. I could still be Maitzi you. Because I'm responsible to make sure that you are Yotza the mitzvahs. Now, there is a Yerushalmi in Masechtas Megillah. This Yerushalmi in Masechtas Megillah seemingly goes against this principle in some level. That means the Yerushalmi is going to bring down a case where one is not allowed to be mighty somebody. One is not allowed to be mighty somebody. We're going to have to figure out why. This Yerushalmi in Megillah seemingly it contradicts a Rashi in Bavli in Megillah. Where Tosfos and Yavamis asks on it, and Tosfos and Yavamis says that Rashi didn't mean what he said. So let's see this Yerushalmi Megillah. We have over here, underneath the actual Yerushalmi, a Pirush on the Yerushalmi. So take a look. This is on the second page. This is the second paragraph, right under Maseches Rosh Hashanah. This is in Perek Sheni Megillah, which says, by the underline, Ben Ir Mahu Shiyosi Ben Krach. Could a Ben Ir be Maisi Ben Krach? We know there are different places that they read different times. The way they're explaining what a Ben Ir is, if he's reading on the 15th day, could it be Maisi a Ben Krach? What? Now, when is he Yotze? So take a look at this Gemara. Mahu Shiyosi Ben Krach Dechavase. Could a Ben Ir, who is not going to be Yotzi on the same day of a Ben Krach, could he be Maitzi the Ben Krach? So Yeva Bada, Kol She'ena Yeva says, Kol She'ena Chayiv Adavar Eina Maitzi Yisra Abin Dechavasa. If you're not Chayiv, you can't be Maitzi somebody. If you're not Chayiv, you can't be Maitzi. So I'm not Mechoyiv. However, Ben Krach, Mahu She'etzi Yis Ben Ir Yidei Chavasa. What about the other way around? We'll see. Because a Ben Krach, okay, if he was in the city on the 14th, so look at this. V'yiva kahada says like this. Kol she'ena chai b'davar ina ma'asi yasadam esrami de chavasan. However, a yiva b'ahida amar, over here he would say, like Rav Chelbe, Rav Hunabre, b'shem, Rav Chia, Rav Akol yoytem b'arba asr, she's man kriyasa. Since everybody be'etzem yoytzi on this man kriya, on the 14th, so even though you are be'etzem on the 15th, okay, even though be'etzem is on the 15th, but since everybody be'etzem is yoytzi on the 14th, so meaning that's really the ikar day, are you going to be able to be mighty? So we're talking about a situation where it's not clear, if you take a look at the Pnei Moshe, exactly what the case is. The way, if you see it in the Pirush is explaining that is a Ben Ir able to read, who is he able to be Maisi a Ben Krach? He has to, he's here on the 14th. He's going to read the next day. He can't, exactly, Sandy. He can't be Maisi. And the other way around, well, the Yerushalmi seems to say that he's not able to be Maitzi because it's not his day. It's not his day. So the case is, it's not your day. You can't be Maitzi.
But either way, what's your Yotzi anyway beforehand? What about a guy who was in your same city, but he was already Yotzi?
Well, yeah.
Is Yotzi already?
Well, the Ben Kraft that's going to read on the 15th, I hear. Okay, it's a little bit complicated, but what are we extrapolating from this Yerushalmi? We'll see in a second what the Prichadish is taking away. By the way, the Prichadish is very interesting. You read up a little bit about him. He wrote his Sefer when he was 30, and the Prichadish also argued many times on Shulchan Aruch, many times, and they were so upset at it that the Chachmei Mitzrayim, the Gedolim of Egypt, wanted to put a ban on his sefer. Similar to that, they wanted to put a ban on his sefer. Hayitachin, this 30-year-old young guy, had this could go ahead and argue on the Shulchan Aruch, and sometimes spoke very sharp wording. So, the reason why we have this Yerushalmi brought is because Rechadish exactly brings the very question that we originally asked, which is somebody who forgot and didn't count. And now he can't count. Could he daven for the Amud? So he says, well, first he starts, why not? I'm able to be Maitzi. What's the whole point of davening for the Amud and being Maitzi? Being Maitzi is somebody who's not an expert, who doesn't know how to daven. And not only that, even if he is an expert, I'm still able to be Maitzi him. So first, the Pri Chadash brings down that you do have the ability to go ahead and be Maitzi somebody, meaning to say, why not? I could be mighty somebody, even though that person doesn't need me to be mighty him. That's the first thing he explains. But then he says, and that's by the hand over here on the back, last on the last paragraph over here in the first column. So you say the dayan was asked this question, and this particular dayan paskin, and I made a mistake. Why? Because you bring down the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that if you're not mechuyev in something, you can't be mitzi somebody. What does that mean? If you're not mechuyev in something, you can't be mitzi. If you're not mechuyev in something, you can't be mitzi. That means, let's understand, havdalah, I'm mechuyev. So if I'm mechuyev, I can be mitzi. But if I'm not mechuyev, I can't be mitzi. For example, a brichas hananin, I'm not mechuyev. So let's say you want me to go ahead and make for you stamzai middle of the week, not kiddush and Shabbos, kiddush is different. You want me to be mitzi you a bayar priya gofen. I can't. Because I'm not mechuyev to make a bayar priya gofen. You're not mechuyev to drink a gofen. You don't have to drink. But when it comes to, for example, a bracha that you are mechuyev to make, so you could be mighty something. So let's take, for example, Abdullah. I could be mighty even though I was already mighty. But if I'm not mechuyev in it, I can't be mighty. Now, says the Pichadosh, two lines from the bottom of the first column, in the middle of the line, he says, since the halacha is somebody who didn't count, can't continue counting like the Bahag, even the Kain, in the middle of the second to last line on the first column, even if you have a non expert who wants to be Yotze, he's not mechayev in it. He can't do it. He's not mechayev in it. So how could he be mighty somebody else? And even the person who's listening is not Yotze. And what's the proof? Take a look further. Second line. Let's say he is mechayev in it. That means he can't continue. Does that make him mechayev? So he says no. Less of the Garcini Yerushalmi and Megillah. We see in the Yerushalmi and Megillah, what's the halacha? The ben ear ain't a mighty ben krach if he's ain't a mechayev davar. A ben ear cannot be mighty a ben krach. A ben ear cannot be mighty a ben krach. If he's ain't a mechayev davar. I've got the EU have a boy, have a mati lemakar, did the Rasil al Tazvav. He, but at him, if he wanted to change places, he could go ahead and make it that he's mechayev like that place. Meaning, let's say he would go ahead and be oikar that he's going to be mechuyev on the 15th. He would be able to, but right now he's not mechuyev on the 15th, so therefore he can't be mitzi. V'choshkein benidan didan d'labrach yivuhu klal. Says the Bri Chadosh, I see from the Yerushalmi, somebody who's not a 15th day of reading the Megillah cannot be mitzi a 15th day reading Megillah because he's not mechuyev that day. I'm mechuyev on the 14th. I can't go to the 15th. I be'etzem I'm mechuyev in Megillah. I might be mechuyev in Megillah, but not that day. I'm be'etzem mechuyev, but that's not considered mechuyev. Again, havdalah, are we all mechuyev? Yes. And what's a mechuyev? Even if I was yotze, I could still be mitzi. I could go around saying havdalah for 30 people in Staten Island if necessary. All the men went on a party skiing trip, go around to all the houses and say havdalah for them. No problem. I mean, we'll say that there's no problem.
It does seem weird.
Question of lady that I'm chayiv in Avdol. Okay, we'll make it the lady that I'm chayiv in Avdol.
It does seem weird that you were Yotze already, that you could be Mosi again. It's just...
You could.
Right. But in the guy in the krach in the air, by the way, isn't...
But that's only if you are mechuyev. But if I am a 14th guy and I'm going to a 15th day place...
You were already Mosi Yotze.
Left after I was ready Yotze. Yeah. The halacha is, since it's... I'm not mechuyev in that time.
So in Israel, someone who's in the outside of Yerushalayim, when they go to Yerushalayim, they can't be mostly people on Yerushalayim that day.
That's right. They can't be mostly Yerushalayim people that day, says the Yerushalmi. What do you mean? I was mechuyev in it, but now I'm not mechuyev in it anymore. Says the Pri Chadosh, I was mechuyev in Sfiras Ha'omer, but now I'm not mechuyev anymore. And since I'm not mechuyev anymore, I'm not... Why am I not mechuyev anymore? Because I forgot. And since I forgot, I can't be mitzi. This is what the Bahag says. So let's review what we have over here. First, we brought down the Divrei Chaim, among others, who somehow decided, neged the Shulchan Aruch, that you could go according to the Ri, and even if you miss on purpose, even if you're not a Baal Tefillah, you could continue saying the bracha. Yep. Then we brought down the Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi speaks about, that if one is a 15th day guy, he can a 14th day guy, it speaks about it both ways, he cannot be Moitzi for sure. For sure, if he's a 14th day guy, he can't be Moitzi somebody on the 15th day because he's not considered Mechuyev. So the Bichadosh, let's say somebody wants to be Moitzi somebody, he can't say it. So he's not saying it for himself. The Bichadosh is saying, you can't say it yourself, you can't go against the Shulchan Aruch. But could I be the Shliach Tzibur? So the Bichadosh, no, you can't be. I am Mechuyev. Well, you were Mechuyev. Well, you're not Mechuyev anymore. This is what the Bichadosh says. This is what the Bichadosh brings down. This, that the Pichadr said, what he's saying, is a huge machlekes amongst the Paiskim of that time. In the 1600s, early 1700s, 1800s, this is with a big machlekes. Again, we're the Shaila found. We're the pinnacle of the question. We know that Allah is the concept of Arvus. Arvus means, even though I was Yoytze, I'm responsible to make sure that you keep the mitzvahs, and therefore, if there's a birchas hamitzvah, something that you need to do, I could be moitzi you. I could be moitzi you, even though I'm not mechuyev, even though I was already yotzer. 15th
day guy should be able to be moitzi a 14th day guy.
A 15th day guy, well, that's where the Yerushalmi is that's the second part of the shiloh.
You're still Arvis because he's a Jew. Call Yisrael Ariam Zolza, so it's a different point.
He's not on that day, though.
But right, he's not on that day, but that's the Iker day. That's the Iker day, so there, he may be a Yid, but are you Mechuyev? Let's not get all emotional. Are you Mechuyev or you're not Mechuyev? So again, if it's something that you're Mechuyev in, so then, even if I was already Yotze, I could go to be Moitzi. But if I'm not Mechuyev in it, I can't be Moitzi. So the question is, Shir Soimer, that you were Yotze already, or meaning, you were absolved from your chiyuv. Now, it seems like, and this is a question, that let's say somebody doesn't know how to read, somebody who can't talk. Seemingly, according to the Pri Chadash, somebody has a hard time talking. They can say a few words, but they don't know how to read brachas. According to the Pri Chadash, it seems like I could be mighty them with the bracha. That means, let's say tonight,
shliach.
No, it seems, this is what it seems like. Ramosha, you giving me looks on this? No. It seems like that let's say somebody unfortunately can't read the bracha. He just can't get the ch out. Okay? Just can't say. So let's say I counted properly. I could be mighty him. Because I'm a chuyiv for Sfira Sa'im. The Brichadish is talking about a person who forgot and cannot continue. Said the Brichadish. The same way when it comes to the Yerushalmi, that on the wrong day you can't be mighty to somebody, even though you're chayv on a different day, so too over here you can't be mighty. This is what the Pri Chadash says.
The Pri Chadash agrees with Shadahab.
Well, yeah, he's agreeing with the Shulchan Aruch. He's going like that, 100%. 100%. Now, if you take a look at, just give me a second. If you took a look at the next page, here is over here a few different. Here the his name is Reb Chaim Bambanisht. Shout out to Shuvis Boy Chai. In four, he brings down that Kishamati. If you take a look at that, very interesting. Das Rabbim Aymer Meshameu the Rabbanon Kashishe Tzas Mirabani Shaluniki. The people from Shaluniki. That if he's a shliach tzibur, he could do it with the bracha, and he argues. He says no, like the Pri Chadash. He says if it would be right, you would find such a psak halacha, and he says avada you can't. Okay, he says you can't. Yeah, he agrees with the Pri Chadash. That's right. He says such a situation like this, he's not mechuyev at all to go ahead and make a bracha if he forgot. The Berkei Yosef also passing like the Pri Chadash. Now, there's another similar question. If somebody forgot that he wasn't mechuyev, and he went to Davin, and after Davin, he's like, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I wasn't mechuyev. Was he allowed to be mighty other people? that also, so if everybody said the bracha, so then you don't have a problem. But if they didn't say the bracha, that also is a question, a shiloh that comes up. And he brings the Berkei Yosef bring down, the Chida brings down that if you take a look at the Machzor Bracha, he brings down this shiloh and he says that the metzias of the shiloh is Avada, you wouldn't be able to be Yosef with the person who's not Machuyev in it. So again, the consensus of the Poiskim are not like the Rabbani Shaluniki. Again, what's the shiloh? The shiloh is, you're not Machuyev right now. And if I'm not Machuyev, I can't be Maitzi. But I am Be'etzim would be Machuyev. It's just, I forgot. So I can't say. Could we perhaps say, okay, what would be the Svara? That Be'etzim, we go like Rabbeinu Tam. And maybe we won't go so far like the Divrei Chaim, who's going to say, we passing like the Rabbeinu Tam negative the Shulchan Aruch, but maybe we could bend the rules a little bit when it comes to being a Shliach Tzibur. When it comes to being a Shliach Tzibur, I'll say that the Kavod Abrius, the guy's going to have him in the Zion, maybe we could go ahead and be Mako.
That would be because we're all counting our own anyway. So in other words, the person who counts first,
No, there are people who miss the bracha, but they want to be moisi with the bracha.
You want to know the bracha only or the mitzvah?
The bracha. I think some people may have missed it. They listen to the chazan.
We always, everybody counts themselves afterwards. So nobody relies on, oh, I heard the person say it, so I don't say it.
So the Kavod Chaim, take a look at the fifth page. I want the Kavod Chaim is Mekel in that second shell where the guy forgot. He actually said it and he was mighty. Take a look at the hand on the fifth page, and then we're going to say the Vart. We're going to say the Lumdus, and maybe the Elm is going to be Maskim, maybe the Elm is not going to be Maskim. Take a look at the Kavod Chaim. Kavod Chaim by the hand, which is in this next page, the last line he brings down. So the Kavod Chaim, let the Taka they were Yotze. And then they find out that this Shliach Tzibur was a no good in it. He wasn't Yotze. He wasn't allowed to be Maitzi because he wasn't Yotze. He forgot. So then the Kavod Chaim says that maybe you could be, he says, maybe we have a suffix. Why? Because since some Achroinim hold, like the Chach Beshaluniki, that he's able to be a Shliach Tzibur, and the people Chadosh brought down a Dayan who says he's able to be. So maybe in such a thing, even though Chatchila he shouldn't have been the Shliach Tzibur, but maybe since he's the Machlokes and that, maybe you could go ahead and be Mekel the same way if somebody had a Suffolk if they Davin, if they said Sfira, are they able to continue? Shulchan Aruch Paskins, yeah. So we'll take a look at the Kavod Chaim by the second underline. He says, said the Kavod Chaim in a situation where he was. If he's allowed to go ahead and be a Shliach Tzibur, no, he can't be a Shliach Tzibur. But in the situation where he was a Shliach Tzibur, and he was mighty a guy who couldn't be Yotze, who didn't say it over, such a situation like that, again, the guy couldn't read. You were mighty the guy, he couldn't read. Okay, Stam is like, could I be mighty a guy who could read even? Yes, I could be. I could be mighty. But in a situation where I wasn't allowed to, where I wasn't allowed to be mighty the person, I wasn't allowed to be mighty the person because I missed the night, and now I'm the Shliach Tzibur, which the Kavod Chaim hold, I'm not allowed to be a Shliach Tzibur, but I did it anyway. So the Kavod Chaim, since some place can hold, that's considered a Mechuyev B'davar, so it's similar to if somebody has a suffix if they count it. Wow. So let's review, and then let's say a Vart to be able to explain. So we had already the Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim said, we could go like the Ri, go like Rabbeinu Tam. I the Bahag, Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, not like that. We could go like that. And therefore, somebody forgets by themselves, continue with the Bracha. Against the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Asher Weiss goes crazy. He says, how can you go ahead and go against the Shulchan Aruch? I don't care who you are. You can't go against the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. That was step one. Then we brought down the Pre-Chadosh Shaila. Pre-Chadosh says, could you be a Shliach Tzibur? Could we say that you're Mechuyev in it or not? Said the Pre-Chadosh, that's not considered you're Mechuyev in it. Why? The same way, when it comes to Megillah, If I'm not mechuyev in it right now, even if I once was mechuyev in it, but in this situation I'm not mechuyev in it right now, I can't be invited to somebody. So the Brit Chodesh, I can't. However, the dayan was mekel, and he brought down Shail Tshuvas. Sama the Chaye brought down that that the Chachmei Shaulniki were mekel, and he argued on it. But Yaitu said not. But the Kafa Chaim says in a situation where he actually went up for the Amid when he wasn't allowed to go up for the Amid and he was mighty people, those people are together somebody, together a Suffet. The same way if I'm a Suffet, if I count it, am I allowed to continue? Yes. Because when I'm a Suffet, we could go like three. That's the Psak Allah. So too in this situation in a Suffet. Okay, that's what the Kavach Haim did down. So I want to just bring a little bit of perspective, and perhaps we could say a var, and maybe we could we could say a var. There are others who say similar to this, the whole shtickle from the Maim Mordechai, but it's late. I want to say this an idea, and maybe we could get perspective in it. First of all, I'm going to ask you Stam's a question. This whole pre-chadish was going that I'm not allowed to continue. Why am I not allowed to continue? Because I missed the night. But seemingly, according to pre-chadish, could I go around to 100 people who don't know how to read and count for them? Seemingly, according to pre-chadish, yes. That's what it seems like, correct? No, if they need me to count. Am I allowed to go around for 100 people who can't say Kiddush? Am I able to say Kiddush for them? 100%. That's what Arvis is. So, Shaifer, yes, too. Exactly. So when it comes to a situation where I count, in a situation where I counted, and I'm Mechuy the next night to count, then I could. Could I? So the Lamdanim in Lakewood want to take a little bit issue with this, and they want to say, how could I be Moitzi somebody when it's already counted? Am I considered a mechuyev bedavar on this night?
That's what I said. You already yotze already.
Yeah, but by Shefer, I was also yotze.
There's something about it.
Kiddush. So I'm a bar chiyuva in Kiddush. So somehow Sphira sounds a little bit different. That, like, how could you recount? It's a counted day. How can you recount? That's what you're bothered by, right?
It bothers me the whole
thing. The Lakewood Lamdanim somehow are bothered by, okay, let's see, I'm already Yaitzi, right? So could you, again, if somebody's Mechuyev B'davar, right, even if you were already Yaitzi, you could continue. It's Shvira, the same halacha. It seems like, according, the whole Pre-Chadash was saying, that is, if I can't continue counting, so then I can't be Yaitzi somebody else, because I'm not considered a Mechuyev B'davar. But in the situation, but if I am Mechuyev B'davar, so then I could. Could I? Here am I sure where the Shaila is. Like, I already counted. Is a shayach a sphere for me to be able to do it for you? It seems like you don't think it's worth the Kiddush. Okay, so somehow the Lamdanim and Lakewood were saying that it feels worse. Okay, fine. Let's say it doesn't feel worse. But here the shayach when it comes to Arvis, the Bichakir and Arvis, machlokes between the Ramban and the Ran, or the Ritva and the Ran, and the Reb Chaim on it, which is, how do we understand Arvis? Arvis means that I was already Mechuyev, I was already Yotze, but I could be Mechuyev to you. Why? Because I'm responsible for you. Now, how does it look like I'm responsible for you? How does it work? Does that mean like this? I'm responsible that you have to do your chiyuv. That's one way. That means like this. I have to make sure that you do what you need to do. And if I don't, I'm going to be punished. Kol Yisrael Reben Zal Zeh. One way to understand. But that the Ritva says, the Ran adds on, if you didn't do it, it's as if I didn't do my chiyuv. Arvis is the next level. It's not just if you didn't do it, I'm going to be punished. Like, I have to make sure that you do your chiyuv. Your chiyuv is my chiyuv. Different level. Like an Arav Kabbalah. You know what Arav Kabbalah means? If I go ahead and borrow money from a Moshe, and, or in you're a Arav, you're a, like, a, how do you call it?
Guarantor.
So Ramesha, could he go to you before me? Or if Kablan, he go to you before me. You hear that? He go to you before me. That's the next level. Or Napshat, that he's just as much b'chuyiv as me. That's a level. That's what an Arv Kablan is. Says Rav Chaim, in Arvus, it's like Arv Kablan. Meaning to say, if I'm b'chuyiv to be make sure that you do your mitzvah. And if I don't, it's like what? I didn't do it. Your chiyuv is my chiyuv. That's the next level. Not all we're trying to learn like that. So I was thinking. The verb perhaps is like this. Perhaps we could understand this machlokes of the pre-chadash against the chachmei shaluniki is like this. If you learn arvus, the kvetch rabbi say, it's a kvetch. If you learn arvus is a din that I'm a chiyuv to make sure that you keep your chiyuvim. So that again, that could only be if I'm a chiyuv. If I'm not mechuyev, I don't have. I'm only responsible in something that I be'etim would be mechuyev in. But if I'm not mechuyev in it, I'm not mechuyev to keep, make sure the responsibility, because we're not in the same level. In that situation, when it comes to sphere, I'm not mechuyev. And if I'm not mechuyev, I'm not mechuyev. And therefore, since I'm not mechuyev anymore, I can't be mighty to you. Comes on the pichadim and says, I am right now at this present moment. I'm not mechuyev. At this present moment, I'm not mechuyev. However, maybe the Chachmei Shaluniki, perhaps they held that Arvus works differently. Arvus works that I'm mechuyev to make sure that you keep your chiyuv. And if you don't, and it's as if I am mechuyev, your chiyuv becomes my chiyuv. Your chiyuv becomes my chiyuv. What's the lashon of the Chachmei Shaluniki? Shahiru avgad the kaimel and the mishle isav rachel layom v'leilayim mishum be'elak tizpar v'leil bracha mishle yachtibur yachal tizpar v'bracha, because he's being mighty to other people. If it's a situation where your chiyuv becomes my chiyuv, so in this situation I'm shayach to the mitzvah of Sfir Saimer. I can't do it, but I'm be'etzem shayach to it. If I'm be'etzem shayach to it, now your chiyuv becomes my chiyuv. Though then Arvus is not just I'm mechuyev to make sure that you're mekayim your chiyuv. When it lights up my own chiyuv. It lights up my own chiyuv. When I can't do it myself, you're right. But I'm in the world of Sphira. I'm in the world of Sphira. I just can't count. In a situation we are, you didn't count, so if you don't do it, it's like I didn't do it, so then it reignites my chiyuv.
Is there a difference in whether it's a bracha or not?
What?
Because they can still count that a bracha miyotze, and one you need a bracha.
You're going to have to be mechalach between that and the case of the Yerushalmi. By the Megillah. You have to be mechalach between that and the case of the Yerushalmi. That over there, it will never trigger my chiyuv because we're partial into different places. In this situation, you're going to have to somehow say a fart. I can't go ahead and say klar, but I'm just trying to bring out the only, to perhaps the machlokes is in how strongly you look at the din of Arvus. Perhaps you could say that the reason why the Chachmei Shaluniki held that you could be mighty somebody with Sviras Oimer if you're Shliach Tzibur Mitzadid in Arvus, even though I'm not mechuyev, because Arvus makes me be mechuyev in your chiyev. And if I'm a chiyuv in your chiyuv, then we're going to say.
Then there's no way you'll say anything. And you never you'll say, because there's always people who are having word you'll say. The Arvus. You're saying that everyone has to be yotze. You have to be mostly everybody.
No, in a situation where it's.
Every Jew. The Chabad goes around, like, you know, getting his.
In the situation where I'm at. In the situation we are at. After the pun of Oifin, Lemaisa at the end of the day. What should we pass? We see over here the perspective. We see the Divrei Chaim. We see the Kaf HaChaim who's Meikel when he already counted that the suffered.
So they broke his mouth.
Could we go ahead and say, could have covered Abrius? Could we go ahead and say, well, might we have the Chachmei Shaluniki? We have maybe we could learn Arvus a little bit. What's called. We have others who they bring down that the Beis Halevi himself with the Shliach Tzibur. Frank brings down the Kray Kodesh. You take a look at page Vav. He brings down that he missed, he became the shot, and
Safi brachas lahakel, all fine.
What?
Safi brachas lahakel.
And he was the one being mighty. So we see as our musik that maybe we could look in the gather of arvas in a certain way and be able to bend. What would I say, Allah lamaisa? I don't know. It's a very good shaila.
You don't know. That. You don't know.
No. Rosh Hamazam lamaisa pasuns like this. Rosh Hamazam, you take a look at page 7 in Halicha Shleima. He says, "Misha diligyam echad lispras sviras oimer yachal baruch al sviras avor echad loytziyah bebrachatzi." I could go ahead and be involved for somebody else. Meaning they are learning this type of lamdas. They're saying that the din arvis is strong enough for me to light on. His chiyuv becomes my chiyuv, and that is considered good enough. So he's shaykh. It is considered that he's mechuyev in this mitzvah. It is considered mechuyev in this mitzvah. I'm just bringing out a little perspective of why. If you look at arvis, I'm just mechuyev to be mekayim your mitzvah. I don't think it's shaykh to be able to. I'm lamaisa, so I'm not shaykh to it. But if you look at it, that your chiyuv becomes my chiyuv, then perhaps you could say that that's strong enough, that's close enough, that it does go together arvis. We see over here a big machlekes over here in the Chiddush. We see Chachmei Shalnik, lamaisa Rosh Hamazam was Mekel, the base of Levi, and who could be machriya such a situation? Avada, if it's a person that's going to be embarrassed, or like a rabbi, I guess we would be Mekel in such a situation like that. But over here, you have a little bit more perspective. There's a lot more what to speak about. No, he doesn't go get the Chaber and Ramah, because the Chaber and Ramah weren't talking about a case of a Shliach Tzibur. The case, Dafka was the case of a Shliach Tzibur, if Arvis is going to work for a Shliach Tzibur or not, he's going against the Pre-Chadosh. He's going against the Pre-Chadosh, and he's saying that there's a difference between that and the case of a Ben Krach and a Ben Ir and the Yerushalmi and Megill. We'll stop here. Rabbi Yisai, very. No, L'chayr, there's no difference. According to this, there's no difference. The ad of a Rav, his shot is, there's a design of Tyro, Lamai Yisai. He looks like a dunce. You know, he doesn't look very good. So maybe that would be another of a smach to go ahead and be lenient. But this is where the shayla comes. They're saying it goes into how you understand Arvis. Maybe we'll continue next week, Rabbi Say.